Okay, we are back with Charlie Gibson, who's head of mining at Edison Research. Good morning, Charlie, and I'm with young Ronnie here as well.
Not that young.
We're going to interrogate you on your chosen subject, which today is Arion Silver.
Absolutely.
Followed by a little Arion Silver.
Absolutely, and a little bit more Arion Silver. I mean,
so,
why not?
So this is a high conviction situation for
you. Yep, absolutely. This is so a week ago, I was talking about Hecla Mining. Gold Silver Company, and I said, look, this is one that's under the radar, NYSE listed, so it doesn't get the attention it would get if it was listed in Canada, when it would have a much greater mining following. But as I say, in the NYSE, so it flies under the radar. It's an outperformer, and I think it will continue to outperform for various reasons I outlined last week. Now, this one, Arion Silver, this is one that has pretty unequivocally underperformed in certainly the last 2 years. That's what the first slide shows. But it is now at a point where I think it's so cheap that it actually it can barely go any lower. And I think there are very, very good reasons why it should now start to turn round. The most telling of which is that it's just going into production. So it's doing that thing where explorers go into production, and you know, that is a trigger for an uplift in the share price.
Is that the sort of sweet spot in terms of going into a situation?
It is one of the sweet spots, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is one where you realise in mining, it's also one that carries a considerable amount of risk, because a lot of juniors don't make it up that curve where they go into development and then they go into production. And if that doesn't go well, they tend to be very, very vulnerable at that point. So what you tend to see is they will start, the share price will start moving up that curve. It'll start to re-rate. But if anything goes wrong, then you will lose a third of your money quite quickly. So now this is one where they have actually announced that they commissioned. This is the San Jose mine, just to describe the assets a little bit. San Jose mine in Mexico, which is about 50 kilometers southeast of Zacatecas, which is, if you put a pin in the middle of Mexico, you're roughly there. Now, Mexico is a very well-known mining district, has very good mining laws, very mining friendly, and of course, it has gold, silver in particular, in abundance, in what they call epithermal veins, which, and this is a pretty typical epithermal vein that outcrops on the surface. It has been mined before, so a lot of the infrastructure is there. What they've done recently is they've purchased a new mill. In fact, they purchased a mill which has been specifically designed for the ore they're going to be mining at San Jose. And they earlier this year they commissioned it. They commissioned the silver lead circuit, which is the key circuit. They're in the process now of commissioning the zinc circuit. They've moved into production. They have up until now been what they call batch production, which is sort of stop start. They're getting the plant to work. But basically, from now on, they will be in continuous production. So they're moving up this curve as we speak at this minute.
Ronnie, are you familiar with epithermal veins?
Well, Fresnillo are from Mexico, aren't they? They're the largest silver company in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And indeed, I think hopefully we'll be able to see a bit of share price performance. But the real reason for this, you know, when I say it's cheap, the real reason it's cheap is look at it. Its EV is about $30 million at the moment. It's got about 117 million ounces of silver in the ground in the city.
Do you have a production cost figure?
It will be C1 costs over the life of mine, and it's about a 10-year life. At the moment, it's seen as being a 10-year life, is $10. So the silver price, you know, is 16 and a bit. So there's still a decent margin there.
Yeah.
But the real reason it's cheap, in my opinion, you divide that EV, that enterprise value of 30 million, you divide it by 100 million ounces of silver, you get about 30 cents per ounce in the ground. Now, that is less than an explorer would typically trade at. In our opinion, my opinion, my analysis, the average explorer trades at about 85 cents per ounce in the ground. So you're buying a company that is cheaper than an explorer, but is actually going into production. Not only is it going into production, of that 117 million ounces of silver it has in the ground, it'll mine of the order, at least in the mining plan at the moment, something like 20 million. So you're also leaving 70-odd percent of the resource there to be exploited at a later stage. And one of the key things is if the silver price goes up, and of course, you know, that's, you know, one of the great what-ifs of resource investing, but if it does, it will unquestionably, it will economically liberate more ore. So it wouldn't surprise me if once this thing is in production, you know, in 10 years' time, I'd be very surprised if it if it closed down, although that's what it's valued on at the moment. You know, as opposed to the silver price is higher, and now it's not a 10-year life, it's a 15-year life or a 20-year life. Or, and in fact, you know, when the silver price was higher, by which I mean $20-something an ounce, then the mining plan then called for a mine plan, a life of about 24 years. So you can see the sort of upside. I mean, it has. So you're buying
$20 isn't actually that far away from the current price.
No, I mean $20. Yeah,
between 16 and 20 for the last 12 months.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's not that long ago that it was $30, and it has been $40, and you know, you can make a case for it being $50. I mean, the way I always look at silver, I always look at it in relation to the gold price, because the two are incredibly closely correlated. Yeah. And you know, even with the gold price where it is at the moment, the silver price should be notably higher. I mean, it should be more like $19-$20, given where the gold price is at the moment. And if the gold price goes up to where I think it ought to be, then you'd expect to see the silver price over $20. So I think there's a lot of potential upside there. And I think the downside is pretty limited. If you do your sort of discounted cash flow, discounted dividend flow, I reckon the mining bit of it is worth about 86p. And then you've got all the resource bit that's still there. And of course, you've got the potential to drill out more resources. They're in the middle of a drilling campaign at the moment. As I say, 117 million ounces of silver in the ground at the moment, given the vein trace that they have on surface, and also what the sort of geotech has suggested where it may go to, and the extent of that, if they drill it, I reckon it would be, it's entirely within the bounds of possibility that they could drill up another 140 million ounces. So I think they could also double their resource base.
What's the market cap of the company?
Well, the EV is $33 million, of which about $20 million is debt, so you're probably looking at $13 million market cap. So it's a small cap.
Yeah.
And it traded in London, so it's about £9 million thereabouts. 27.5p is the share price at the moment.
So a lot of exposure for a small amount of money, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one, my last slide was going to show. It has actually, you know, when I say it's underperformed, if you look in the last 2 years, it's underperformed, you know, the gold price, it's underperformed the silver price, it's underperformed the ARCA Gold Bugs Index, which is why I think it's cheap. But actually, oddly enough, if you compare it to the silver producers we have in London, all right, it has underperformed Fresnillo, but it has performed almost exactly in line with Hochschild. So if you think, if you were a holder of Hochschild, well, you might say, well, you know, I could move a portion of that into portion of that section of my portfolio into Ariane Silver, and hopefully you get the upside, and in terms of relative performance, and it hasn't underperformed it. So at the very least, you should get performance in line with that. Yeah, that would be one of the majors that you could pin it to and say, There you are. So, you know, I think it's one of those where I think the downside is limited. You always said downside is limited, don't you? I mean, I said the downside is 100%. But, you know, compared to where it's been, where it's come from, it is actually cheaper at the moment than it was 4 or so years ago, before it first delineated a resource. So before it delineated a resource, it had an enterprise value which is higher than it is now. And now it has 117 million ounces in the ground, I mean, which is pretty astonishing. It gives you an idea of you know, how beaten down some of these stocks are. But
the whole of the sector.
Yeah, I mean, the whole of the sector. You look at some of these stocks and, you know, they're down 90%, and that looks like outperformance. So, I do genuinely think they're getting to a point where, you know, in a lot of cases, I think I've said this before, you look at, there are a lot of stocks out there where you can buy them for cheaper than you could find the equivalent resource. So if you imagine from the point of view of a major, you're looking at the sector generally, and you're thinking, well, I could spend, you know, $50 million in the ground on exploration, and I might come up with... It's actually cheaper to buy. You'll find it's cheaper to buy a company which already has that resource, and so you're getting it risk-free, and that's pretty extraordinary.
Charlie Gibson, head of mining at Edison Research, thank you very much for telling us everything we wanted to know about Ariane Silver. We'll be back again after the break with David Buick, who's senior market commentator at Panmure Gordon.